At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, you're listening to This with Krish, a show about life, faith, culture, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm your host, Krish Dokia. Now let's get into it, and welcome back to episode 36 and part 2 of the mini-series about childhood cancer awareness and my story about the mountain, right, and the challenges and the fitness challenges that were started all those years ago, 11 years ago. Today we got some better lighting, so that's good, and a better microphone. So let's hope everything goes well. But look, before I do get into this episode, if you listen to part one of this mini-series, I shared that all of this transpired in April of 2014, but I was wrong. I went down a rabbit hole today looking at pictures from that time, and guess what? My memory isn't as good as it once was. It was actually March of 2014 is when I canceled that LA Fitness membership and to climb that mountain for the first time after such a long time. Anyway, so a quick recap of yesterday's episode. I shared that in 2014 I'd been sober for about a year and a half. I was working hard, you know, focused on my life and my career and feeling like things were finally coming together. But still, something was kind of missing, okay? And at this point, I had already watched that video, right? So then in March of 2014 is when I kind of came across that that Facebook post on social media that kind of changed everything for me unknowingly. A video of 5-year-old Carolyn, who was at the time fighting Ewing sarcoma, a rare bone disease, bone cancer rather. And then watching that video of her crying as doctors poked her with the needles, and that really is what shook me at the time, right? She was the same age as my niece, and I was really close to my sister and her family, and I felt that I needed to do something. I just didn't know at the time what that something was yet. Okay. And I'm also not going to move my hands around too much because apparently this AI camera has a mind of its own. Anyway. Look, so April 20th of 2014, Easter Sunday. Okay. I remember waking up around 4:30 in the morning, grabbed my hoodie and drove out to Stone Mountain to meet two of my friends. And when I got there, it was still dark. It was freezing. There were already hundreds of people there at the base of the mountain, families, couples, church groups, all climbing together for this famous Easter sunrise service. I believe it was the 75th year that year. So everyone kind of climbs to the top of the mountain. And as the sun comes up, the crowd begins singing, "He is risen." There's a full-on church service on top of the mountain. And I remember looking around and I thought to myself, wow, look at all these people gathered to pray on top of a mountain. It was kind of special. It was very special. If you haven't done that, you ought to. It's a very cool thing that just happens in Atlanta, and I love that. But that morning, I remember standing there in that cold spring breeze, watching the sun come over the skyline in the city of Atlanta, And I had this second part of my idea, okay? You know, I had that first one where, you know, I climbed the mountain for the first time, but I had this other part of this idea, right? So I decided that next week, which was actually the next day, which was that Monday, I decided to start something small called the Monday Sunset Hiking Club. And I can't take full credit for it. One of my friends, Ashley, is the one that came up with it. But so every Monday night in April and going into May, I put an open invite on Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. I even think I started a Facebook event for it. Hey, if anyone wants to climb Stone Mountain with me, meet me at 6 p.m. at the base and we'll climb or hike. And a few friends came by through that time. My buddy Nate, my friend Ashley, and my other friend Chelsea, you know, joined a couple of times. But majority of the time, more than 50% of the time, it was just me, right, and the mountain. Maybe I didn't have a whole lot of friends. I don't know. But it was, you know, honestly, I was okay with that, right? I'd climb, reflect, pray, and take in the beautiful view. As that sun dipped below the skyline, and I felt healthy. I felt more focused. And you know, it was just this time to kind of unwind. Look, I'm not going to lie. I started to develop some really defined calf muscles, and I'd kind of look at the mirror and look at my calves, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. All right, but around that time, I had also been researching everything I possibly could about childhood cancer, pediatric cancer awareness, the, you know, diseases and the research and all of these things, right? I'm trying to figure out how I could make an impact. And that's when I came across a local Atlanta charity. I think they're actually a national charity based out of Atlanta called Cure Childhood Cancer. And I had first heard about them through actually one of my favorite comedians, who I believe was some sort of spokesperson or something to do with the charity. And it was none other than Jeff Foxworthy, you guys, right? Who's still one of my favorites. So fast forward another week on April 27th, 2014, you know, I was on the Cure website and I found out that they were hosting a 5K right outside the perimeter and near Perimeter Mall, I guess, Dunwoody. And it's called Lauren's Run, right? This is my first 5K, and Lauren's Run is hosted by Cure. So the night before the race, I went over to my sister's house after having gone to, like, I think Walmart or Michael's or something, and I bought a blue t-shirt and some white lettering, that, you know, the iron-on letters that spelled out Praying for Carolyn. That was the name of her Facebook page. We were rushing to get it done, and I didn't realize until after the race that I had misspelled her name. And that is super classic of me, you guys, right? I didn't know that I'd misspelled her name until 2 weeks later. Look, the run was humbling. I wasn't a runner. I'm not a runner. I'm not even close. But that morning, jogging through these Atlanta streets, I kind of, actually, perimeter streets, OTP, I felt some purpose. It was several weeks before I noticed again that I had spelled her name wrong, because I looked at an Instagram post and I was like, ooh, ouch, right? But the race itself, you know, this is one of many races I end up doing those years. That race, I think it took me 35, 40 minutes to run 5K, which means I probably walked majority of it, if I remember. It wasn't about finishing first, that's for sure, but it was about showing up. Okay, and then not too long thereafter, and at this point I had started climbing Stone Mountain going into June. My sister had mentioned that her and her family were going down to Pensacola for my brother-in-law's 20-year high school reunion. And if you remember from the previous episode, Carolyn's mom and my brother-in-law went to high school together, so that's kind of where that connection was, right, in Pensacola. But I found out through the Praying for Carolyn page that same weekend, they were partaking in the St. Baldrick's head shaving event at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's an annual fundraiser for childhood cancer research, and just so happened that Carolyn and her family were going to be there. And my sister suggested to me, she goes, "Hey, Krish, since you're already climbing the mountain, fundraising for Cure and, you know, creating awareness for Carolyn, what, you know, you should come down and meet them." So that's what I did. I took the weekend off from climbing. And I think I was like already at that point, maybe 15, 20, 30. I don't know however many climbs already in. But I drove down to Florida, and that's where I met the Hendricks family. I shaved my head, it was a really special time, right? Now, by the way, I didn't have a whole lot of hair to shave, but I shaved it anyway. But I remember the first time I met Carolyn, okay? She was small but strong, right? You could see the fight in her eyes. Even though there was fatigue, her mom and dad were so, so kind, so full of faith and so open about their journey. And if it wasn't, again, Jeff being so open about that one video, it wouldn't have caught my attention. It was that one video that really changed it, right? So thank you for sharing that. I know that it's hard for any parent to go through this battle and have to share and advocate for yourselves. It's crazy town. That weekend was so powerful to me. It was emotional, and it was confirmation for me that, you know what, because I remember driving then back to Atlanta, and I knew deep down, like, God had put this mountain and this mission in front of me for a reason, because I could not have come up with it by myself. Let's be honest, okay? So when I got home, I had, you know, made a confirmed commitment to do whatever I needed to do to raise awareness for children like Carolyn and to push myself beyond anything I'd ever done before, right? I also knew that it was going to be tough, considering that remainder of that summer, I had already, you know, planned several trips, right? One to LA and Chicago and some other trips or whatever. And I had committed that I was going to do 100 climbs in 90 days, right, from the beginning of June to August 31st. And it was almost impossible to complete these climbs with all the trips that I had if I didn't double up or triple up on some days. And the reason why, let's rewind a little bit. Monday, June 2nd, 2014, is the day that I made the first official climb. There was no banners, there was no website, there was no fancy marketing plan. It was just me, the mountain, and this mission. Okay. By the fifth climb, I started taking selfies, and I'll share some of those probably in the next episode at the beginning or after the recording. And I started labeling the climbs, right, with numbers and tagging them. Putting hashtag cure childhood cancer on the actual image. It was my way of keeping myself accountable. And again, remember, I was pretty much climbing by myself this first 2014 190 challenge. But I was posting it and hoping that maybe I'll inspire someone else to care. Now, each climb became more than just exercise, right? It became a reflection. It was prayer. It was purpose. And as I'd soon find out, right, this small act of obedience, just showing up every day to this mountain, would begin to open some different doors that I could never have imagined. So let's go back to August. So just so you guys know, so August 31st was my plan because it was Labor Day weekend, and then September begins Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So I wanted to be done with these climbs to partake in a lot of different races and things that were happening in September. But by early August, I was already at about climb 70 or so, about 30 climbs away from my goal. I was exhausted, but inspired. It was hot in Atlanta, right? My friends and family began joining me. My brother drove down from Nashville. One weekend, he climbed with me, my brother-in-law, my niece, my nephew, some of my friends, Nate Gold and Steven. It started to feel bigger than me, right? Because people were noticing. And then one afternoon, I got a random Facebook message from an old friend, okay, someone I hadn't talked to since high school. She'd been living in Paris, France, working for an investment bank for a decade or so, and she messaged me. She goes, "Hey, Krish, I hope all is well. A friend of mine is the head of a PR firm for this amusement park company, a Christian amusement park company that owns the amusement side of Stone Mountain Park. And they want to talk to you about your Instagram posts. And they want to know why you keep tagging the park," right? Because I would check in and put Stone Mountain Park, all this stuff, and I would tag them. And I remember thinking, oh no, am I in trouble? But she gave me a number to call, so I did. Okay, and on the other end of the line was a woman from Stone Mountain Park, their PR team. And genuinely curious, she was not upset, but she was interested. She wanted to know why I was climbing Stone Mountain Park and why I kept on tagging them and checking in there. And then she asked, how could they help? Now, in part three of this episode, this mini-series, episode 37, I'll share how that challenge took on a life of its own, how strangers began joining the climbs, how the local media got involved, and how one call from this PR team at Stone Mountain Park changed everything. And apparently they had been trying to reach me, and I wasn't answering through the messages or whatever, so my friend from Paris, France, they reached out to her because that was the only connection that apparently that we had. Look, thanks for listening to This with Krish. If this story inspired you, share it with someone who could use a little reminder that purpose often starts with small steps. Or in this case, one climb, right? You can catch the full video on YouTube. You can stream it on Spotify. You can search This with Krish. And actually, as of today, we are now syndicated across over 100 platforms, which is awesome. Apple Podcast, Spotify, I already mentioned that. Pandora is on there. Apple Podcast, and then also Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio, some of the big ones out there. So definitely check it out. Keep following along. Leave comments. Ask questions. And as always, I love y'all. I'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.